I will get up and go to my father, and shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me. So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill for the pots on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers. So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But his father ordered his servants, Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, he neared the house. He heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry and really refused to enter the house. His father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when the son returned so swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered a fattened calf. And he said to him, My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. Gospel of the Lord. This parable is amazing. It speaks out our heart. Many times we're jealous of people so close to God, and we presume we are better. we don't know the heart of the other person. With this prodigal son story, we can see that God is so open to all people. He loves all. Even the worst, He loves most. This is not our human judgment, but God is God. God is our Father. We have to learn with simplicity. We have to learn from this prodigal son. He says, I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Yeah, this is very important. We are called on this life to serve, to love. He put all his people around us so that we can love them. That's all. Nothing else. Don't judge. You have to learn from this prodigal son. We could be wrong in the past, but important to start again. Jesus, we trust in you.